Yeah, first, Nikud, I want to mention, it was asked yesterday, if we hold the Machlok Shebiyudin, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who hold that the Lail after the Kfura is at the Eraisa of the Rabbonim. We said it's Machlok Shebiyudin, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So it was asked whether that would also apply if the Kfura would happen a day after the Misa. So I looked in a little bit. I think based on the Pascha, Chrisa Kiyomar, that would only be the Eraisa on the Lail of the Misa. In other words, if it would extend to the next day, that would all for sure be in the Rabbonim. Okay? Yeah, even during the day. Only on Achrisa Kiyomar Yom Misa. I think it's Mestaber like that. I think so. Okay, so that's the first Nikud I wanted to mention. Okay, firstly I want to begin with the Din of Meis B'Tfusa. It says in the Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Shin Mem Aleph, it says that in Sif Dalet, that someone's Meis B'Tfusa, Lo Nitan Lekovro, Lo Chala Lekrovim Aninus, the gamavelus lochal leim kemishul nisayshum lekavro, chen mikrovi ames betvisa ena ninus chal leim chen mishenarik hetnerik bederach God forbid ogarot ochayo shot v'nar lenisayshum lekavro ena lakrovi lodin aninus lodin avelus umonum meshivish losh milch nisas lekavro. So this din that we have of mes betvusa, meaning a person was grabbed and hasn't been released, the body hasn't been released. And the makor of this is the Re in Brachas. Tyson Brachas Naviches points this din out. If someone dies betfusa and the ruler will not release the body to be buried, so the din is there's no aninus. Why is there no din aninus? Because there's no requirement to mishtadal bekfurasa. And as the Shach points out, Sifkan Chav Dalad, it's not meismutable afanav. It's not nita lekavro. So whichever reasonings you want to give, you want to say covet a mace, you want to say tirde, but if it's totally disconnected and divorced from kfura, then there's nothing to talk about. There's no din aninus. That's for sure. And for that matter, there's also no din of aveilus, halach lamaisa, because they haven't given up hope to bury the fellow. As long as they haven't given up hope to bury the fellow, so you're in this in no man's land, there's no aninus and there's no kfura. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch points out, that the second that they give up hope that they're never going to be able to bury the fellow, then Avelis will begin immediately, okay? And you'll be Mona, Shiv, and Shloshim from that point. So the Shach points out here in Sifkot and Tedvav that we're talking about a situation of mominus, that because of money issues, he won't release the body. So that's why Avelis is not going to be chal. We're in this no man's land. But if, in fact, it's because of anti-Semitism of Sina, and not because of financial issues, then in a Chanami, Halach Lamais Avelis will begin immediately because, you know, there's a possibility that you'll never be able to bury the fellow. And there's no light in the tunnel, in the end of the tunnel, that's going to take place. So, therefore, in such a case, you would do what? You would have Avelis immediately in such a case. So that's the din of meis betfusa halacha lamais and sif dala. Okay? And that's why, like in the case of 9/11, you know, they were mishayish lekov, as soon as you're mishayish lekovro, then you start sitting shiv and you do shloshim. Okay. The second mahalach I wanted to get to is just I wanted to point out that we mentioned we get to it today. I just want to point out that when we said there's no aninus on Yom Tov, does that mean that a person would eat kachum? So that's interesting. According to the, it's a machlokes between the Tesis Rid and Moed Katan and Daf Yudal Beis and the Mishnah Lamelech. According to the Mishnah Lamelech, there's no heter to eat kachum at all on Yom Tov because halacha lamaisa, you're still torahed. And if you're torahed, he points this out in Perek Dalin, Hilchos Avol, Dir Maskel, Ein Mace. Since you're Torah, you won't be able to eat the Kachim. And the Tosis Rid in Moy Katan on Yedalin Beis says not that way. He says, Ein Aninis be the Raisa, on a level the Raisa on Yontif, and therefore be Mutter eat Kachim if you would have Korbanis on Yontif. It'd be Mutter to eat it theoretically because there's no Aninis at all. Allah Lamais. He has a whole limit from the Gemara by Kohen Gadol. But basically, what emerges, I want you to get, is a Machlokes Mishnah Lamelech Tosis Rid, whether a person would eat kachem anyantif in this situation of an aninus. Taisus Rit says he would, because ein aninus midiraisa. Mishnah Melech says he still could not because of the element of tirda, like we had developed yesterday, according to that. Okay, so that's regarding, we said about aninus. You know, the first akuda, the second akuda is meis betfus, and the third akuda we just said is this machloik is about aninus. Okay, I want to get to now some dinim about aninus, and I want to begin with, we mentioned yesterday, and Eli pointed out in the Pesachei Tshuva, so in the regarding Sfiris Omer, if a person is going to own in a whole night and day, so I want to point out that the Note of Beauty has a Tshuva here, Madura Kama Simen Chav Zayin. He points out two Sfaras I want to mention. We mentioned yesterday from the Rav Zatzal that you should just count to keep the continuity, and that'll allow you to count Vaita with a Bracha. I just want to point out, he points out two Sfaras there. The first, he says, B'shem the Marshal, and that being is that if it's a mitzvah that is, you know, a very personal mitzvah, everyone's got to count L'maisa on their own, and the Sfirasim L'chol Echad V'chad, so he says in such a case that maybe one would say that, that would not be an impingement, let's say, of Kavod HaMeis, and therefore he says, like the Rav Zatzal said, that a Sfira would be good. He says it's not per se going to be a shtuch to someone's, the Kavod HaMeis. And then he points out a Svara also himself that he says, who says that an onin's part of a mitzvah, that if an interfering on mitzvah viter, that you won't be able to count with a bracha, who says that is included in the tour. So he does give, I wanted to point out those two svaras that he says that why we would say that a person while he's an onin, obviously he's not going to say the bracha, but at least count. And maybe count at night, because there are certain shittas, against the Bahag, so you can't count in the daytime. So maybe count at night and count, if you can't count at night, so you rely on counting in the daytime like the Bahag, but maybe it's even better to count at night without a bracha. So that's what I want to mention regarding the Sfiris Omer. Also, the Mishnah Melech and Perek Dalid, Halacha Vav and Ilchos Avel, points out that if you're in a scenario, which we mentioned in the end of Shir yesterday about, let's say, Aninus Anyantif, let's say, someone dies on Shabbos, God forbid, and Saturday night is the Seder, so he says that someone should say the brachas out loud for you, and do the whole Haggadah out loud for you, and you should listen. Because maybe, as we said, Yontif Rishon, you could bury through a goy, Yontif Sheni, you could bury yourself. So to get out of that issue, you should do the Seder, no problem. Nowadays, we would say for sure to do the Seder. Just want to mention the Mishnah Melech does write, it's preferable to hear it from someone else. And Lamaisa, the Rav Zatzal points out that maybe one could be Mechalotin Yontif Rishon, Yontif Sheni. The Gemara is a Lashon there in Be'edav Vav, that it's Kechol Shavya Rabbanim, Yontif Sheni. So it's a Kol Shavya Rabbanim, it's a Hutra. So maybe Yontif Sheni and Lomdus, you could say that, you know what, even though in theory, Ein Aninus B'Yomtiv, but on Yontif Sheni, since it's like Kechol Shavya Rabbanim, like I'll be burying your loved one, then the might, you could say the Aninus definitely kicks in much more on Yontif Sheni, whereas opposed to Yontif Rishon, it's a Tchuyah. But Lomai says, as I said, practically, Bizman Hazeh, we don't have any of the Aninus, Yontif Rishon, Yontif Sheni, but in Lomdus, and in scenarios where you could bury, many Hasidim do it, there's much more room to say that Aninus kicks back in on Yontif Sheni based on the Lashon of Gemara in Be'edav Vav that says Kechol Shavya Rabbanim, which means that it's a Hutra. What do you mean Kechol Shavya Rabbanim? Like I'd be the Kfura being burying one's loved one. Whereas by Yontif Rishon, it's only a Dechu, you can do it Ayyid Akum. Okay? Fine. Also, regarding Lamaisa, also regarding, let's say, Brachas, that you haven't said, and someone passes away. Okay, let's say brachas that you didn't say halacha lemaisa in the morning. So let's say birkas hashachar, and the kfura is done. You're owning in the whole morning, and the kfura is done. Let's say finishes at 12 or 1. So you didn't say birkas hashachar in the morning. What about afterwards? So the Magen Avraham says in Simenai and Aleph, in Kilchos Kriyashma, Sifka Nalv, he says you won't say them afterwards. Because at the time when the Chiyuv came into play, the Machzah Shekels, Mazmer, the Magen Avraham, you were a potter, you were an Onay. You know, at the time when the rooster crows, you know, we have a Machlis, generally Ramam in the tour. Ram says every time, you hear the rooster crow, then they say the Brach, every Brach is piecemeal. The tour says that we were Mesadar, all the Brachs in Shul. But he says when the Chiyuv came into play, Lomaisa, you were a potter. And the Gon quoted in the Maaser Rav, argues on this very strongly. And he says that when the kvura is done, you should say all the brachas. You could say the Birkas Shachar throughout the whole day. Just points out, let's say, for example, on Yom Kippur, you know, he had a minhag not to say Shasali Tzarki because you can't wear leather shoes. So after Yom Kippur, you would say the bracha. And if you stayed up all night on Yom Kippur, you wouldn't say Amav Rishena. But Lamaisa, you could say it even into the nighttime, the Vilna Gaon says. And that's the Reb Avadia writes like this in the Yalkut Yosef, Beferish, that you could say Birkas HaShachar, even at, you say it after the kru the whole day. And if you remember at night after Maariv, you could say it as well. He said just Birkas HaTorah, maybe not. You don't have to say because you said Avarava, and therefore Avarava counts as your Birkas HaTorah. That's a luchura, a bit of a chiddush, because Avarava only works as a Birkas HaTorah if you have it in mind, and if you learn immediately after davening. If you don't do that, it doesn't really kick in. But Lamaisa,
don't we have the contra over whether to say the Birkas Kriya Shema Isn't it a Shaila?
Well, Birkas Kriya Shema, we're not talking about yet. We'll get to Birkas Kriya Shema. Just right. Birkas HaShachar in the morning.
Only on Avarava. I mean, if you're going to be able to use Avarava, we're assuming that you're going to be saying Birkas.
Right. But I'm saying, let's say Lamais after Meirv. Not, I don't mean Avarava, I mean Avasoilum. Let's say Avasoilum, you said Meirv, because after the Kfura, would that count, Lamais? Uh-huh. So if you learn afterwards, it would count. We'll get to that, Ellie. It's a good point. Okay? So that's Lamais. I think the minig is like the Vilna Gaon. You're going to say the brachas, not like the Magen Avraham, the Machzah Shekel. You're going to say it like the Vilna Gaon. Even though the Gesher HaChaim writes, you only say three brachas, Birkas HaShachar, after the Kfura. Shalos Sani Goy, Eved V'Isha. But he says the brachas, the other brachas, you're not going to say. But I think the minig is, should be like the Gaon, and what Rav Avadia says, I think that's the minig, Al Pi Din. Okay? Regarding the brachas. Okay, Birkas HaShachar.
Would it be too late to say Elokai Neshama as well?
Elokai Neshama, you mean even to say it at night, Lamaisa. Look, if you say Mechai Mesim, L'chura, in Shemon Esra, that's Yotze for Elokai Neshama.
Right.
So L'chura, you wouldn't say you'd be Yotze through Mechai Mesim.
Right.
That's the Pashtus. Yeah, Dubin. Yeah, that's true, but I think what I meant to say is when Giuliani said, you know, that's it, you know, he's Koveya. I think that's sort of Tendler, Shlita, pointed out to us. So I don't know, he said that pretty soon afterwards. Okay, so whenever he was the Koveya, that was Mishayash Lekovro, when that he said it pretty soon afterwards. I don't remember, you know, for Shalos V'Hetraguno, you know, you have to do more, but I'm saying Legabi Avelis, He was the Koveya. That's what Rabbi Tendler Shlita, I remember he told us that. That he thought that once Giuliani said he doesn't think there's no more bodies, so then the Mishayish will cover. Okay, fine. Let's get to some more dinim regarding the, and then we have to get to Sifhei. But first, let's get to some of the dinim here. What about the Pischei Tshuva? A lot of Pischei Tshuvas here in Sifkat and Gimel. He quotes, even though an onen zasser b'basser, it's mutter with rotav shel basser. Let's say like the sauce or the soup, a fleshedika soup, or a tafshel that has, maybe fleshic fat in it, not mamashus. So the isser of basser is mamashus and not rotav shel basser or shuman shel basser. Also, halach l'mais, we said yesterday, you got to do netilas adayim based on the chamuri Daniel. The Pischei Tshuva points out in Sifkat Aleph that a katan mitoch shloshim yom, despite the fact you don't do kriya and avelis, there is a din aninus. There is a din aninus for a baby mitoch shloshim, and it's asur v'basur v'yayin. So that's an interesting din. We learned there's no kriya and there's no shiva, but lamaisa, you would have an isur basur v'yayin. And halacha lamaisa, it's interesting. The Pischei Tshuva points out, and I want to stress this in Sifkat Neches. Pischei Tshuva points out also from the Chamuri Daniel that if you know someone lost one of his seven relatives, God forbid, and he hadn't yet davened, and there are other people that are going to take care of the kfur, you shouldn't tell him until he davens. And that's a very important halacha that later on in Siman Tov, let's just mention from the Gilyon Marashah, that Avelis needs Yediyah. And if you don't have Yediyah, there's no Avelis. In fact, he talks about a case, can a husband have Tashma Shemitah with his wife if he knows that his father-in-law died? And his wife doesn't know, her own father. So he says, basically, I'm just talking in theory. Obviously, it's very weird practically. But he says, as long as she doesn't know about it, she's not an Avela. And therefore, halach l'maisa. And that goes to a few categories in Kol HaTarugula and Yediyah. Like in order to do Bittul by Taruvis, the Bala Taruvis has to have Yediyah. When it comes to Mamzerus, the Ran writes in Kedusha, you need to have Yediyah in order to Asr Mamzerus. You don't have Yediyah, there's no Isr Mamzerus. Orla, you know, Orla and Chutzrats needs Yediyah. So there's certain categories in Lach, you need Yediyah. Avelis is one of them, and this is clearly seen in that Chamudi Daniel. Kol Zman doesn't know about it, let him daven. Halach Lomais. Okay. Now, let's get to an interesting Shiloh. Let's get to the Shitas, and I want to point out refrain. Has a mahalach on this. If someone eats and then, God forbid, one of his seven relatives dies and he didn't say Birkas HaMazon, so what's it then in such a case? So, and after the kvura, it's already been digested. What's the din in such a case? And the same shiloh is by Ashir Yatzer. If he went to the restroom, he finds out one of his seven relatives died and he didn't say Ashir Yatzer. And then by the time the kvura is done, he didn't have an urge to go again. Because once you have an urge to go again, you can't say Asher Yatzer. You lost it already. So the Pesukei Teshuvah here quotes in Sifka Neve Shem, the Nesivis, and the Chachma Sodom, that you have to say the bracha afterwards, both regarding benching and Asher Yatzer. And that's where the Gesher HaChaim Paskins as well, in Amud Kuf Samach Vav Sifka and Gimel. However, the Chidah writes, Legabe Asher Yatzer, that if the Avar Zman, from the time he went to the washroom, Lamaisa, if it's a long time, he says you shouldn't say the bracha. You shouldn't say the bracha, even if you didn't have another urge. And you can rely on that, halacha l'maisa. But the bottom line is that Rabbi Avadia is very, very hesitant about saying any of these brachas. He says you shouldn't bench, and you shouldn't say Asher Yatzer, Savik brachas lahakel, even though because a Muslim might be min Torah if you were satiated, but I guess he's assuming it's only the Rabbanon, because since the Shaschi of your reporter, you don't say it afterwards, Asher Yatzer. So, Reb Fran comments on this very interesting in his Sefer in Simen Chof in Ali Yisachar. He points out this Shiloh of the Pesukei Teshuvah that we said in Sifkat and Hay, and he quotes the Chachma Sodom, and he says you have to bench. The Chachma Sodom says it, the Gaon Milisa says you have to bench it in his Siddur, also by Asher Yatzer as well. So he points out Halacha L'maisa that what's the Nekuda? He says, because the Chochmas Adam obviously is assuming, Al Pidin, he's comparing to the din of what? The din of Tefillah. Because we paskin when it comes to Tefillah, Shmoneser, even though an onus part from Tefillah, if the loved one is buried before the end of Shacharis, then David Shacharis. So who did not have a Birkas HaMazon? You know, if he's Nikbar Kodam Shas Ichul, then what? Then you'll be chayiv what? Then you'll be chayiv b'kibirkas al-mazum. Halacha l'maisa. You'll be chayiv b'kibirkas al-mazum. So, it's interesting. That goes to the heart and core, he points out here. Refrain, what's the mechayiv b'kibirkas al-mazum? Is it the shas achila? Or is it the shas ichel? Okay? Is the maisa achila mechayiv b'kibirkas al-mazum? And if there's no maisa mechila that's mechayiv you, then you're not mechayiv b'kibirkas al-mazum. So here, if the achilu was b'shas p'tur, then you wouldn't be chayv at birkas hamazon. Or do you say no? That after the levaya, lemaisa, the shas ichel, you're still in that time period, and the p'tur has been removed, and maybe the shas ichel is mechayv in the birkas hamazon. Still, I'm still fully satiated, right? Shas ichel means I'm not hungry. Still not hungry because you had a good meal. So what's the din regarding this? So that's what he says, perhaps is an interesting suffix, Rabbi Kiveger, as in Legilion Shulchan Aruch, in Orachaim Simen Kuf Pei Beis, if you have a boy that's bar mitzvah and he does the Maisa Achila before he's 13, however, the Shas Ichel lasts till after he's a gadol. So what's the din in that case? So Rabbi Kivega's mistopic is the Achila the Mechayiv, and he was a cotton, and he wouldn't be Mechuyiv min HaTorah to bench, or is the Sviya Shebe Meyav is what's Mechayiv you, and therefore he'd be Chayiv to bench right now. So that's what he assumes, L'maisa, is an interesting Shiloh, Halacha L'maisa. So, he wants to say that Rabbi Kiveger, Lamaisa, he wants to say that Rabbi Kiveger, with this Chachma Sodom, seems to be cholik on the Chachma Sodom, because the Chachma Sodom and then the Sivas said Beferish, that you have to what? You'd have to bench. Halacha Lamaisa. So Rabbi Kiveger, in the fact that he's mistapek, Lechura is being cholik on the Chayadam on one of two Nakudas. Number one is the Chachma Sodom said the Sviya should be Meyav. Is the Mechayiv for Birkas HaMazon. That Rabbi Kiveger says, who says that's true? Maybe the Mechayiv is the Achila, number one. And number two is, Rabbi Kiveger is holding that the whole Pter of Onim is mitam osik v'mitzvah, but you're called a bar chiyuva. According to Chachmas Adam, Lamaisa in Onain is considered to be what Nifka Lagamri from his Chiyuv Mitzvahs is not considered a bar chiyuva. The only thing that saves him is that Shas Ichol now the Chiyuv, you know, surfaces. But Rabbi Kiveger is learning that maybe what your Osik, the Pter of Onim is Osik v'mitzvah, Potem and a mitzvah, but you're still called a bar chiyuva. So the two Nakudas that Rabbi Kiveger he quotes his Chasano also there halacha lemaisa. So the two Nakudas that Rabbi Kiveger what Rabbi Kiveger is arguing on with the what with the Gaon Milisa in the Chai Adam in the Chachmas Adam. So that's the machloikas lemaisa regarding this. And lemaisa, as I said, the pashtus is they say you should bench, and Rabbi Avadia writes, if it's not, he says, "Mishaschi v'yipot." This we see it says, "Sofak brachos laka." I'm just saying you can rely on poshuv shat. The Gesher Chaim says you say both. Lamaisa Pischei Tshuva says you say both. But if you want to be sofak brachos laka like Bavadi, you could be. But if the Birkas Hamazon is a chiyuv min atayra, the pashtus is that you should what? Is that you should in fact you should in fact poshuv shat. You know, maybe bench, because it's a chiyuv min haTorah. Okay. Now, also, regarding what Eli brought up about Kriya Shema and Berkas Tefillah, what do we do about that? Shmon Esrei. So, the Poshup Shad is that if the Aninus was done, you did the Biro in the morning, and it's still Shacharis, you read Kriya Shema, it's after Shlish Yom, you won't say the Berkas Kriya Shema, but you'll daven Shmon Esrei at Chatzos. And obviously, Musaf, you can daven all day, Al Pidin. Obviously, Musaf can daven al pidin all day, Allah lemaisa. So, you know, that's going to depend upon when the kfur is done. Now, I want to just point out, it's interesting. The poshup shot is that if the chiyuv has set in, and then a person becomes an onain, what do you say about this al pidin? In other words, on Friday afternoon, if a person lost a loved one and the chiyuv mincha set in, so you're going to daven Meirev because it's Shabbos, it's on Enish B'Shabbos, would you daven Meirev twice because the Chiyuv set in? What would we say about that Shiloh? What would we say about that Shiloh, Pidin? What would we say about that? If the Chiyuv set in already, right, what would be the halach in such a case? The Chiyuv set in, you're potter from davening, but when you have Meirev the next day, what would be the halach? What do you think the halach would be? So, poskim say, let's say they did the burial in the morning, halach lemaisa. So, what would you say if the chiyuv set in? Would you say the chiyuv set in, and then therefore what? See, if you're known in the whole time, obviously you have no chiyuv, like we said yesterday. But here the chiyuv set in. Would you say that you be chayv the daven, meirev twice? What do you think about that? I'm not sure. I was thinking about that before. What'll be the din in that case? Yes, Jeremy.
Don't we say that Olos a rough amount of Patra is? So is he putter from minyan? Is he putter from shoppers out of being an ones or just
right? Right. Well, we said yesterday, Olos a rough amount of Patra is either afka or it's a p'tur, right? That's the guy Onus Chonapachi. But Onay, in the case we gave yesterday, you never were Mechuyev. So obviously you're not Mechuyev to make that up. You never were Mechuyev. But I'm saying we're a case where you were Mechuyev, you didn't have a chance to daven it. You know what I'm saying? So would you be Mechuyev to daven in that case? Yeah, go ahead.
Wouldn't it be the same thing if you
said right, but Havdalah, though, Yoni goes all the way till Tuesday, right? So when you know what I'm saying? So you're still in the frame. Here you're not in the frame anymore of Mincha. You know what I'm saying? So let's think about that more. What'll be the din in that case, I was thinking, okay?
But that's also assuming they go until Tuesday, it's not a Tashlumen. Maybe the Chiyuv of Havdalah is really on Motzei Shabbos, but then you're able to do Tashlumen until Tuesday.
Yeah, the Poshup Shadah goes all the way. It's not a Tashlumen. Poshup Shadah Chiyuv of Havdalah is all the way till Tuesday. Okay. All right, so let's think about that more, halacha lemaisa, what that din would be in that case, okay? All right. Also, Lamaisa, when we get up in the morning, halacha lamaisa, if an oni gets up in the morning, does he wear a talis katan? So Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva in the Mincha Shlomo where you would wear a talis katan. okay? Where we would wear a talis cotton, in Simen Sadi Aleph Os Gimel, you would wear a talis cotton al pidin, because it's kind of where it's kind of your dress wear. See, the Mr. Brura points out that if you have kavana where sitzis, then you're over an isser of wearing four corners without sitzio. But Lamaisa of Shlomo Zalman says that you're doing it for machshava, so it's not considered to be an impingement of kavana mace, and it's like your dress wear, and it would be okay to put on sitzio, talis cotton, for when a person's in oni. Okay. What'd you say?
Would that mean that Shlomo Zalman learning, if you're learning as hafka, like we said yesterday, so then according to Mechaber, it would be if you don't have rishos to do these mitzvot, so then it would be
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're doing
it might be even worse than might be.
Yeah, but might be. I guess it's part of the dress wear is this far, and therefore it's you're doing it by machshava, and it's covered over, and it's not considered to be an impingement of kavana meis. So I think even according to the mechaber, you're going to say that that's okay, because you want to make sure you have to have machshava over the, or otherwise over the iser of the bir alochin. Bir alochin says you're not allowed to wear four corner without tzitzis. Okay. So I think that he's going to say that even according to the Mechaber. It's part of your dress wear, and you're doing Machshava, so that's fine.
Even if your tzitzis are shatnas, let's say you're a linen beged with tchelas.
Right.
So then...
So that would be an ishalav, you mean? Yes. Yeah, so he's assuming, you know, let's say you're not...
No.
Yeah, let's say you're wearing cotton or something
but
like that.
That would be...
So that leads us to the following, Shiloh. What about the shiloh of, let's say, sheval tase? So let's get to those points about sheval tase. What do we say about sheval tase? For example, eating outside the sukkah. What about eating outside the sukkah? Because an onen is potter from sukkah, but on the other hand, halacha lamaisa, he can't do isurim, right? It's potter from mitzvahs, so eating outside the sukkah, l'chura, is an isur. So, if you look, Mr. Brura comments on this, and for that matter, the shaila is about a fast day too. Would an onen do fast as well? Okay, so that's an important shaila, halacha lamaisa, what we say about this. Okay, so Refran points out here in the Sefer that the mechaber paskins and avos chayv in the sukkah, of course, avos chayv in all mitzvahs, but the primi godim in simin tof reish mem sif katan yud says an onen is potter from sukkah, mikol hamutzis amur is b'tayra. But then afterwards he has a sofek, maybe an onen schayv the emes b'sukkah. Because why? It's an isser to eat outside the sukkah, and the onen can't do isurim. So it's possible to say that lamaisa, an onen would be mechuyiv to eat in the sukkah, to get out of the isser of eating outside the sukkah. And for that matter, he says, what about an onen during a fast day? Any mitzvah's essay, they're potter from it, it's kumvese. But if the mitzvah is sheval tase, then it's very possible, he says, that halacha lamaisa and onen would be mechuyev to fast. Kol hecha sheyachol akaimai de sheyoshev eno seklum ukahit the tainis shaper mishchaya ba onen. So it's very possible to suggest that fast days is a kiyum of sheval tase, and maybe an onen's mechuyev in that halacha lamaisa. So therefore, it could very well be that there might be certain situations like eating outside the sukkah and to get out of the isser, and also fasting, eating on the fast day, also an onen might be mechuyev. There's an interesting din about Erev Pesach about tashbisu. Tashbisu is to get rid of the problem of bayiro bayamotze. So what do you say about this? So it's interesting here, the Prima Gaudin points out in the Psicha Kolelis and Chelik Beis, he says, V'yira da'onin ba'al b'erev Pesach mechatzos aseh da'shpisu b'cholomoyed Pesach lavda b'ayro onin eina muzrala kevin she'en b'kum v'eseh over al Dvar Torah. He says, by b'ayro matzeh if Pesach abish over al b'ayro b'chol shah ein m'chuyiv l'var da'osik b'mitzum ne'kvoda shomeis. So here the Prima Gaudim writes that when it comes to what? When it comes to you have to be osik b'mitzvah, you have kavan ameis. So he says there, lamaisa, even though it's bayir abay amatzah, you're not mechuyev to do an action to get out of that. So that's an interesting chiddush as well. Okay, good. So I think that's most of the details that we have regarding what onen And we have to, let's think about that din that we thought about, Lee Netter. We'll have to come up with what the din is regarding that. Right. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
By Erev Pesach, so you hold that he doesn't have to do anything?
Doesn't have to do a maisa to get rid of what? To get rid of the problem by Rabbi Matzah. That's what he writes.
So what happens after saying so?
So afterwards, you know, he'll have to get rid of it, la maisa. But not right now, he's not mechuyev. He's not mechuyev to do any actions. Because things that are Shev Al Tase has to observe. Like fasting, we said.
Because he's not going to do the mitzvah of, let's say, B'tik or B'tel.
Right, right. Uh-huh. So you, so that's a totsah of Tashbisu. So I'm not mechuyev to do that.
So would Mechira be a good Eitzah? Because then that's, I don't know, that's not a kim of Tashbisu, but it circumvents the Isra of...
Yeah, maybe to do... but maybe he doesn't have to do any pool as Poshim Shad. Maybe he doesn't have to do any pools. Poshim Shad. Okay? All right, yeah, go ahead, Moshe.
Is this approach predicated on the assumption that Tashbis and Bayer Balimatse are two sides of the same coin?
Even if not, I don't think it's necessary you have to sit a lav and nit klasa. Even if not, I'm not mechuyev to do a maise to get out of what? To get out of the lav. Sheva al tase, things I have to observe. But things that I'm mechuyev to do in action, I don't think I'm mechuyev to do. That's what he wants to say. Maybe a good idea to have someone sell us chametz, but I'm mechuyev to do an action. Okay, let's get to now... let's get to Nasif Hei, okay? We wanted to say yesterday in the Mechaber that it's very possible to say that he holds this notion of, you know, Kavod HaMeis, and that's why we said even if you're in another city, and that's why you're not allowed to be Machmer. And the third Nikud I wanted to mention, Zach, you brought up after Shir, is because maybe, according to that Malach, you wouldn't be Yotze if you did the mitzvah either, according to that, because Alts Kavod HaMeis, when he said Okar Darvim Natara, that was the third Nakud I was thinking of, and Zach reminded me of it, that the Mechaber Tzeir not Yotze. So that brings us now to Sif Hei. He says, Kol Zman Shalom Nikbar Ameis, Eino Cholitz, Minol, Vesandl, Eino Chayev Atifis Rosh, Kviya Samite, Aval Oselation, Olishon Agabe Mite, Afilu Kfuya. Says the Ramah, Gog, Kol Shkin Shosh V'tashim Amite, Yeshom Nasr Brachitza V'sika, V'simcha V'shel Lashom, Tisporos V'molocha. So this is the sugya of whether there's isuri avelus tochanis, okay? And that's a very important nekuda halacha lamaisa, because we know the way we mentioned it yesterday that aninus ends at stimas agolo according to Rabbeinu Tam, and avelus begins according to Rashi. It's the skiris aron, and therefore that ends aninus and begins avelus. The question is there any isuri avelus Toch Aninus at all? So the two quotes here from the Rambam and the Ritz Geis in Osei here, Shimon Malf Sefei. The Rambam writes, they Kolzman, the mace is not buried, you are not usher. And the Ramban writes the Torah, some 11 things that an Oval's usher in. So writes the Ritz Geis. There are no Isuri Avelis, Halacha Lamaisa, during what? During Avelis, during Aninus at all. Onei muta bein misa lekfuru betikbosis betisporis rechitza sika tashra shamita b'sharik zera shiva. Everything halacha lamais is considered to be mutter according to the Rambam and the Ritz Geis al pidin. Okay, that's what the Rambam and the Ritz Geis yeshita is. Okay, halacha lamais. Rambam writes this in Perek Aleph halacha beis. Like we said, and then we'll get to what he writes about Tavan HaMelech. So that's the sheet of the Rambam and the Ritz Geis. Comes along the Ramban in the Torah Sodom, in Omurai and Dalit, and the Ramban writes, not that way, he says, Shkogahi, he says that there are Isuri Avelis that are Noeg Miyad at the death during Aninus. Okay? Kosov Raman Shkogi Mashitir Vitashu Shamita the Kuliyama Bachol Usurbo. Hank Tsas Dina Avelis Nogimbo Kigon Rachitza the Sika. Kavachor Machilis Bosr Shias Yain. Nain Sarah Lorb is Simcha Vitispiris. Losser Vanachas Tfilin Vasvashil Shalom. And he discusses there that the Ramban definitely argues in the Ram Ritz case that Yisuri Avelis Tochaninis. And he points out that there are three things though that would not apply during Aninus. And the way we'll say it is those are the things that are kum ve'ese, like Atifas Rosh, Kfiyas Amita, and Ni'ilas Asandl. Those are three things you have to do. And we're calling Ni'ilas Asandl things you have to do, meaning wear other shoes. Don't wear leather shoes. So those three things that are kumvesei pulas, the Ramban claims will not apply tochaninus. But all the isuri avelis apply tochaninus. And he pilpels there. He says that, and we'll get to that when we get to that sheet, when we get to when avelis is tomorrow, whenever we get to it. But lamaisa, things that are considered to be of pleasure, alach lamaisa, those will be Suri D'Raisa. Of the 11, things that are considered to be of pleasure will be Suri D'Raisa. And things that are not of pleasure, you know, will be what? Will be Suri D'Rabbanan. So it's Mistabri says that the things that will be Suri D'Raisa should apply during Aninus, like Tashu Shamita and those types of things. Whereas Atifis Rosh and Tikfiyah Samita and Nilasan have nothing to do with pleasure. So therefore it's Mistabri that those things would not apply in that window of Aninus. That's what he wants the tainus. So the things that would generate isuri d'oraisa toch avelis will apply during aninus. Things that will not generate isuri d'oraisa will not apply halacha l'maaseh toch aninus. So that's what the Ramban's svara is, and he argues very strong against the Rambam and the Ritz Geis al pidin. Yes, Ellie.
What is atifas rosh?
Yeah, we'll get to it. L'maaseh. What it means, posh, is they used to put a scarf over their heads up to their lips. Like a Mitzori used to do, Tifus Rosh. We'll get to it when we get to that. These are Surah Bezishim. Okay? Some posts say the Kiyum is wearing a hat. The whole Shiva, well, you know, you try to, you know, put the brim over your eyes, but some type of the Kiyum. But we'll get to that when we get to the Surah. Okay. Now, there seems to be a Gemara in Ksubis on Daftalan and Mebeis that is against this Shita. What is the machlokes? What is the story there in the Gemara and Ksubis? The Gemara and Ksubis and Daal Beis gives a story where you have a couple's about to get married, and food's all ready, and the father chasson and the mother kala died. So the Gemara says, what do you do? The Gemara says, you get them married, they have bir rishona, and then you bury the mace, and after the burial, you do shiva yimei mishta, then you do shiva. That's what the Gemara says beferish. And the Gemara pilpels with what the kula is. We have a kula, you know, even though, you know, apidin, a husband can be alone with his wife who's in need if he's been with her already. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in our Masech, Lamechesmav Sugav Bashoshanim, it's a hedge of roses. A guy can what? Conquer himself because he's been with her once. There's no Isser of Yichud for a husband to be alone with his wife if she's in need. Now, if they never were together, then there's an Isser of Yichud. If you have a chuppah's needed, they can't be together. It gets complicated during the Sheva Brachos. All right, they can never be alone. But once they've been together, you can conquer yourself. Here, we have a chumrah, hu yashim in anashim, hu yashim in anashim, even though they were together, but the Gemara says that we're afraid that people are getting mezalzel in this, the fact that we let them get married, and therefore we're afraid it'll get out of hand, and therefore there's a requirement to have Isser Yichud, even though they've been together. So the Gemara says, Beferish, what's the kula? The Gemara says, that's the kula. The kula is that we do the shivas yimei mishnah before what? Before we do the Shiva of Yevelis. That's what the Gemara writes the coolest. So, what's difficult with this, and that's what the Drisha points out, the Kasha is that what do you do with this Gemara? The Gemara says, basically, that you are allowing Bia and a wedding during Aninus, right? So, according to the Ramban, that should have been the Kula. The Ramban is the one who says that it's Usher. So, if the Ramban that says it's Usher, and the Ramban himself asked this kasha. It's not just the Drish. The Ramban himself asked this kasha from the Gemara and Ksubis. If I'm right that there's a Suri Avelis, Tolchaninis, so why didn't the Gemara say that was the kula? According to me, it's Usher. See, according to the Ramban, it works beautifully because it's not Usher. So it's not a kula. Nor for a kula, it has to be something that was Usher. That's what the Ramban asks. So the Ramban basically answers that the Gemara was looking for a kula in Avelis, the Ramban writes, in the Torah Sodom. The Gemara is looking for a kula in Avelis. The Gemara's kula is really in Aninus. So therefore the Gemara wasn't interested in saying that. In a Hanami Lamaisa, according to the Ramban, you're right, this is a special kula Lamaisa. But the Gemara wasn't interested in looking at kula toch Aninus, looking for a kula toch Avelis. So don't ask me a kasha from the Gemara, says the Ramban. That's what the Ramban for emperors, the Gemara and Meseches Ksubis. But the pashas of the Gemara is like the Ramban, but the Ramban for emperors that kasha. Yes, go ahead.
Why is there, who's an Oni?
What'd you say?
Why is there
the father of the chassan died.
But doesn't the Gemara say you're placing to chayder so you avoid this whole issue?
No, no, but the Kolzman, there's no Levaya, the Kolzman, there's no Kfur, he's an Onen. So we're allowing them to get married and have Biyah. So the Gemara is against the Ramban, Halacha L'maisa. How could you allow that? Because the Gemara should have said that was the Kula.
But you do the Kfur right after the wedding, though.
Yeah, you do the Kfur, you do the Chasna, you do the Biyah, and then you do the Kfur. So how could that be, Halacha L'maisa, you know? How could that be? The Gemara didn't say that was the Kula. The Gemara should have said that was the Kula according to the Ramban. Gemara said the Kula is you do the Sheva Brachas before the Shiva. Gemara should have said the Kula was you allow them to get married and have Biyah. That should have been. Baal Bilitz Mitzvah Pirish, right? So that's the Lamaisa, what the Ramban wants to say. The Gemara is looking for a Kula B'toch HaVeilis, not a Kula B'toch HaNina, so it's not a Kasha. So we have this major Machloikis between the Rambam and the Ritzkeis against the Ramban. Now, the Drisha here on the bottom of in the bottom of Sin of Simon Shin Mem Aleph in Os Vav asks a Kasha Lamaisa, asks the following Kasha. Okay. The Rambam writes here in Pirak Aleph Halacha Beis that David HaMelech, when he lost his son, God forbid, bathed himself. He washed himself, kodem shiakaber. So from there you see, says the Rambam, there's no Isura Avelis Tochaninis. So how's the Ramban going to get out of that? That's what the Drisha points out here in the bottom in Osvav. So he gives three terutzim to this kasha. The number one terutz is he says that the bathing was done at the Sudas Avra, which was after the Kfura, because they got dirty during the Kfura, and they're allowed to bathe themselves a rechitza eno shaltanuk, to get out of the what? To get off the dirt. So that's one teretz that he says. Another teretz he says is that the baby was not a baby shokayama. And if the baby was not a baby shokayama, so therefore there's no what? There's no din, there's no real halacha that we have of an isser, halacha l'maiser. That's why there was no isser, so that's why it was mutter. That's a little bit strange, he points out here, because we learned the Isser of Tasha Shemita from David HaMelech. If there was no din of Avelis at all, you shouldn't learn anything from that. So that teretz, he points out, is a little bit shvir. And then the third answer is that, no, it's a special din by HaMelech, that HaMelech has to keep himself look good. So therefore, you have no rai at all. So there's three terutzim that the Ramban would get out of how David HaMelech bathed. Rambam brings it as a rai that there's no Isser Avelis Tochaninis. The Ramban says you could say one of those three terutzim. The second terutzim was saying is a bit difficult. Halacha l'maaseh, but that's how you get out of it. Okay, now there are some other shitas in the Rishonim. Okay, that let's mention about this Isuri Avelis Tochaninis. Tosfos and Chaf Gimel Amud Beis here in Moed Katan, Divrei Maskil. The Eino Ochel Basar Shosu Yayin points out that there would be one Isser of Avelis Tochaninis, and that would be Tashrish Shamita. Says the Taisvis, he says, Kigon Achilus Basar Vishdiyas Yayin, Asuri Ba'onin, Dafka, Ube Tashrish Shamita, Mashim B'Samach Asur Ba'onin. That's either because of, you know, Shema Yimshach, or because of Simchi Seirah. So we mentioned this Taisvis yesterday in a different context. But Lamaisa, you see from this Taisus that not just Basav Yain, it would be Tasha Shamit. So there's one Isser. That's what Taisus says. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, and the Rabbeinu Peretz is of the opinion, the Rabbeinu Peretz holds, as the Tur quotes, that everything would be Asser, Halacha Lamaisa. This is his Lashon, he says. He says, Rabbeinu Peretz says everything is asur during aninis of Isuri Avelis except for nilas asandal. Okay, and the smack points out that nilas asandal yitzimi beso would be mutter. So to summarize the shitas in Rishonim, the Ram and the Ritzkei is old, there's no Isuri Avelis at all, Tochaninis. The Ramban says, there, everything is osur except for kfiyas amita, nilas sandal, and atifas rosh. And then you have the Tosus that says only tashish amita. And then you have Rabbeinu Peretz that says everything is osur except for nilas sandal. And then you have the smak that says that nilas sandal yitzias mi beso would be mutter, but everything else is going to be osur. Okay? So those are the different shitas in the Rishonim regarding this. Okay. Now, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch now. Okay? How we paskin. Let's look at the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Kol zman shel nikbar meis, enecholetz min esando, venechai v'ativis rosh, p'yis amita, aval asr leishav lishon agave mita v'afilu kfuyat. So it's pretty clear that the Rambam holds beferish lemaisa. It's not mefurish, but the Rambam says that kol zman. See, you would have wanted the Rambam to. You would have wanted the Mechaber to say like the Rambam and the Ritz Geis, right? But he doesn't say that beferish. He doesn't say it beferish, right? He says, Kol Zman, there's no Avelis. There's no Avelis. You didn't do a burial. You don't do a sando. Enochol Zman, a sando. Enochai Vativis Rosh. Right? So he says, Beferish Lamaisa. Poshup Shad is that you don't do the three things. So it's really murky. He could very well hold like the Ramban. He might hold like the Ramban. Allah Lamaisa. But Lamaisa, you see Poshup Shad. Lamaisa in the Mechaber, that the Mechaber Lamaisa seems to say like the Ritz Geis and the Rambam. But what I want to point out is he doesn't say Beferish Ein Yisurei. He just says Ein Cholitz Menilas Vasando Ein Chai Bativis Rosh the Kviyas Amita. Those are the three positive things. You know what I'm saying? I would have wanted him to say that there's no Yisurei Avelis at all Tochaninis. That's not the way he presents it. That's not the way he presents it. But Lamaisa, the Poshup Shad is that I don't know. I mean, if you interpret him literally, he says, what about the Shari Surya Velas? Are they knowing or not? He says, Kol Zman Shel Nikbar Meitz Eino Choyleitz, right? Minal Ve'eino Chaya Bativ Zosh V'Kviyas Amita. What about all the other things, right? Mashmil, I guess that you do them. So he doesn't come out and say it. So the Mechaber Poshup Shah passes like the Ram and the Ritz Geis. He just doesn't say it beferish. Okay? He just doesn't say it beferish. And halacha lamaisa, no? Is that just symbolic? There's these three things you don't do. Does he mean everything else? It's hard to say that he says beferish like that, no? It's hard to say that he says beferish. So let's say the Mechaber says like this again. Let's just get what the Mechaber says. Kol Zman, that you have no kvura, you don't do nilas sandal, you don't do ativis rosh, you don't do kviyas amita. That's all. Halacha lamaisa. But it's usher to sit and sleep on agavi mita afilu kvuya. Okay, so that's what the Mechaber writes. Hagah, the Rama says, v'kol shekin sh'asu b'tashu shamita. So that's the shita satisis. Now, in the parentheses here, it's weird. It says Tur B'Shem the Ramban. That's not the Ramban Shita, right? What is the Ramban Shita? The Ramban Shita is everything's Aser, except for those three things. So I'm just saying the way that that's not the Shita of the Ramban. Then he says, Yeshomim had Aser Brechitza V'Sika V'Sim V'Shalom She'Lashon Disprosum Malacha. That's the Ramban. Avamut Alatzeis V'Pesach Beso. Goes from Modus Shem the Smak. So let's first get what the Mechaber says, what the Rama says. And the Aruch HaShulchan teaches us how to say it. He basically says, the Aruch HaShulchan here, is that the parentheses is really wrong. That's not the Tur B'Shem, the Ramban. The Yesh Omrim is the Ramban, that everything's Aser. The Yesh Omrim is the Ramban. Al Pi Din. Okay? What's the Yesh Omrim is considered to be the Ramban, everything's Aser. The Kol Shekein Aser B'Tashu Shamita is as follows. Is if you hold Lamaisa, if you interpret the Mechaber to be like the Rambam and the Ritz Geis, then Lamaisa, which means that there's no Isuri Avelis Tochaninis, But there is Tashvish Shemitah that's got to be Usher. Meaning the three positive things, and then Tashvish Shemitah. And then the Yesh Omrim is who? The Yesh Omrim is the Ramban. Where everything is what? Everything is going to be Usher. And that the Yesh Omrim is the Ramban. And it's Mutter Lotzes V'Pesach Peso for Inyanim for what? To go out for what? For Kfura, like we said. We said that from the Smak. So I'm just saying the presentation in the Mechaber Lamaisa and the in the parentheses in the Ramah is really not correct, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Because if you hold like the Ramban, everything is Aser. We Paskin like the Ramban. We Paskin, everything is going to be Aser. All the Yisur Avelis, we'll see you about Nila Sasandal. But the push-up shot is that the Rambam, we're going to assume, is holding like the Ritz Geis. And the Mechaber is holding the Rambam and Ritz Geis, even though he doesn't present it like that. And the Yeshomim is the Ramban. And the assumption of Koshkim Aser Tashu Shemita is that the Mechaber, who goes like the Rambam Ritz Geis, we're going to have to say Lamaisa that it's Usher, even though the Ramah says Kol Shekain. Even though Kol Shekain is the abstention of Tashu Shemitah, is Shev Al Tase. Whereas these three things, Lamaisa, are Kum Vase, but Usher Le Shev Al Leisha Akademita, which we'll get to, Lamaisa, he's building off that. So after it's all said and done, we want to say like this. The Mechaber is going to hold like the Rambam and the Ritz Geis, even though it's not Mefurish. Even though it's not Mefurish. That there's no Yisurim at all, toch what? No Yisur Avelis toch Aninis. And the Yesh Omrim is like the Ramban, Alpidin, and the Sheet of Tysus that we mentioned would exist in the first line of the Ramah. That's the Sheet of Tysus, the first line of the Ramah. That's not the Ramban Sheet. That's the way we want to say it. Now the Pesachei Tshuva points out here in Sifkan Chav Gimel that the Mechaber is motive to the Ramah that all these Yisur HaVeilus. So what we were troubled by, the Pesachei Tshuva already points out in Sifkan Chav Gimel, that in fact the Chasam Sofer writes that the Mechaber does hold like who? The Mechaber agrees to the Ramah, like the Ramban. Okay, so it's not so poshut that the Mechaber L'maisa holds like the Ram and the Ritz Geis at all. So that's what comes out L'maisa Al-Pidin. Like I said, it's hard to imagine that, no one's going to hold like that L'maisa, that, you know, Tashvish Shemitah would be mutter during Aninus. Absolutely not. But, okay, there's one approach that the Mechaber holds like the Ram and the Ritz Geis, which we said was mutter. That's what the Ritz Geis said, that Tashvish Shemitah would be mutter. Now, what do we say about Nilas Asandel now? Alpidin. What do we say about Nilas Asandel? So, the truth is, the reason why the Ramban says those three things are do not apply to Aninus is because halacha l'maisa, they might in a sense stop you from burying your loved one. And that's the whole taich of aninus, is to bury your loved one. So those three things, doing kfiyas amita, nilas asandel, and atifas rosh, might stop you from doing it. So those things will definitely not apply. Now nowadays, is that true? I mean, sneakers are more comfortable than leather shoes. I remember Shechter Shlita during, for his father, Olav HaShalom, was in sneakers during Aninus. So there might be very good reason to say, Al Pidin, that you could wear what? You might Lamaisa be able to wear sneakers and say that what? You know what? Nilas Asandel should apply nowadays during Aninus, and maybe sneakers should be worn. The minig olam is not to take off the shoes till after you go through the Shura at the Levaya. But there's good reason to say, why Lamaisa nowadays it might be different, and that if you really hold like the Ramban in theory, like we're saying, that's Lechura what we paskin, even the Chasam Sofer says the Mechaber holds like the Ramban, and nowadays it doesn't impinge upon, you know, you're bearing your love, and it might be easier, that there's good, very good svara to say that you should put on sneakers right away during Aninus. The Minigolem is not to do that. We follow the line in the Mechaber. It's one of those three things, but there's a good lumdus to say why, in fact, you should what? You should take them off, leather shoes, and wear sneakers. Al pi din. Makes sense. Like I said, you can't have tainas on anyone, but it makes sense in the theory, and it really comes to a fore with, you know, what the Mechaber is really paskening here. So, you know, it could very well be that he also is holding like the Ramban. The Iker's like the Ramban. So maybe, and if the whole svar is to this, you know, to not to stop you from doing the Kfura, well, it's not stopping at all. Maybe it's easier to wear the sneakers. Okay, a lot of people forget to bring the sneakers to the Levaya, and they walk through the shura, and they don't have it there, and they should take off the shoes at that time. So maybe if you're wearing them before, it's a good svara also to wear them before. But like I said, the min goyim is not to wear the shoes. Okay. Now what is this last din here about usur leishev usur leishev alishana gabi mita filu kfuya? He says during aninus it's usur to sit on a chair or a stool, and it's usur to sleep on a regular bed, even if it's overturned. So we don't do this bisman hazeh, poshim shah. We don't do this bisman hazeh. Why do we do this? It could be one or two svaras. One or two svaras. One svara, the Nata Gavriel says, because we're weak, he says. So we don't do this din. It's considered we're weak and we don't have this mitzvah. The other svara might be, based on what we just said, that if the lumdus of the Ramban is that the Suri Avelis are shaykh during Aninis, and that will exclude things that stop me from doing Fura. Well, if you're going to sleep on the floor all night, you're going to be exhausted next morning to do the Levaya, and that's going to impinge upon it. So maybe that's another Svara why we don't, in fact, do this Alpidin. Seems that it's hard to, I guess you could combine the two reasons. I guess the Mechaber, we're saying, holds of that Lumdus. If the Mechaber holds of that Lumdus, then it makes sense that if the Mechaber holds of that Lumdus, it makes sense that why should he Aser it? So maybe in a Hanami, I don't know, maybe we're weaker Bisman than the times of the Mechaber. But nonetheless, there's such a din here that during Aninus, Halacha L'maisa, the Makar's Mesechus Machus, that it's also Leishiv to sleep on a bed, or even if it's Kfuyu, Alpi Din. Okay, so that's what we assume, L'maisa, regarding this Halacha. Okay, El, you had a question before? Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know.
Okay, good. Very good. Okay, let's see the next sif in the Mechaber. Hamashamer sameis afilu sheino meso, potter mikriyashma, mikol mitzvah muris betara, hayushtayim ze, mishamer v'zeh kairit. If you're mishamer the mace, even if it's not your own mace, you're potter from kriyashma, because also mikitzah potter min a mitzvah, says the shach. If there's two guys, one guy should be shomer, the other guy should what? The other guy should read Kriya Shema. So this whole subtopic of Sugya Vaninis plugs in well to the Klal of Osek Mitzvah Potem in a Mitzvah, and we know that there's a fundamental machlokes regarding the din of Osek Mitzvah Potem in a Mitzvah. The Mishnah writes in Sukkot on Daf Chofeim and Aleph that a person that is Potter Osek in one Mitzvah is Potter in another Mitzvah, and Tosfos says that's only when it's possible. Tosfos says that only when it's efshur to do mitzvah B are you potter from mitzvah B. Meaning I'm osek mitzvah A, it's impossible to do mitzvah B, I say osek mitzvah potter from mitzvah. But if it's efshur for me to do B, then I have to do the mitzvah of B. Tosfos has a very constricted scope of the getter of osek mitzvah potter from mitzvah. That's Tosfos' shita. And the Ran there in Sukkah argues on the Tosfos. And the Ran claims that osik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah is even when it's efshir to do mitzvah b, you are also potem. In fact, l'maisa, the Mishnah writes in Sukkah and Chofeim and Aleph that if you're a shluchi mitzvah, you're p'turim in a sukkah. And the Gemara there presents that that's the klal of osik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. The P'tei Yeshua says, why did the Mishnah just say osik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah? Why does it present it in the case of a sukkah? So he wants to say a chiddush, says the Pnei Yehoshua, that osik mitzvah potter min a mitzvah means if I'm osik mitzvah A, I'm potter from sukkah, even though it's an isser to eat outside the sukkah. Once I'm osik mitzvah A, I'm potter mitzvah B, even if it engenders an isser. That's what the Mishnah had in mind to present the klal of osik mitzvah potter min a mitzvah in a situation of actually doing a mitzvah. That to the degree that I'm osking mitzvah, I'm potter from mitzvah B, and I'm potter even from the isurim, halacha lamaisa. Because the mitzvah lamaisa of eating in the sukkah creates an isur. Doesn't make a difference. The whole thing doesn't get off the ground. It's like the Ritva writes, if I'm osking mitzvah A, it's like mitzvah B is a dvar rishus. It's the way Rav Zhulti writes, it's usher to leave mitzvah and do mitzvah B. It's like a dvar rishus. So here the Mechaber writes that if you have two guys, one should be misham and one should be kairi. So it's an interesting chart seeing if during the Seder You're being shomer ames. During the Seder, you're being shomer ames. What's the din? Halacha l'maisa. During the Seder, if you're being shomer ames, so the halacha is that you really are potter, halacha l'maisa, from any of the mitzvahs of the Seder. The question is, would you say a bracha on al-chilas matzah? How do we view this p'tur of osk mitzvah potter mitzvah? It's like it's a complete hafkah, or do we say, no, that it's a p'tur, and therefore if you want to, you could say a bracha. So that's a shard seen as a suffix in Ichos Pesach. What do you say in such a case when you say osim mitzvah patim mitzvah? But there is no doubt that the fact that the Mechaber ends the simon here by Aninis is that one of the prevalent svaras of Aninis is not just covered in mitzvah, it's also osim mitzvah patim mitzvah. We presented three different svaras, three mahalchim yesterday, as the fact, you know, it's tiered as well. But the bottom line is that obviously it has to do with what being osik in the mace, and that's a very critical reason. If you have two guys, one should do that, another one should read. If not, the din is your potem, osik mitzvah potem, and a mitzvah, even if it's not your own mace, because there's a mitzvah of kfur. And that's why we said, when we talked about Levaya, that the mitzvah of kfur is what is a critical mitzvah, and everyone should be involved in it, al pi din. Yes, Ellie?
Do we treat it as a rishos? Can the shomer say shema if he wants to?
Yeah, he can. We say he can, but just you don't do it within Dalan Amos. Because we loig la rush, okay? So you do it outside the dalat amas al pidin, but he could do everything. Make sure, and we mentioned about eating machleish the shach and tas al pidin. Okay, good. So this is the halach we have regarding what? Regarding aninus. So tomorrow we have to do. Tomorrow we have to start yom rishon diraisa drabanan, and then I want to get straight to the surim about what about avelus al pidin. Tomorrow we'll do regular time 1:15. Okay, so we'll stop here and. As you show, we got to get moving, and so we'll do Yom Echad Diraisa Drabanan, and we'll also do the Yisurim. We have to get started with the Yisurim of Toch Shiva. Okay, Shin Mem Beis we'll get back to after we do the Yisurim of Toch Shiva. Okay, so we're gonna. I think it's Shin Sadi Tes. Tomorrow we're gonna do Shin Sadi Ches rather. Shin Sadi Ches, and then we're gonna go to Shin Sadi Ches, and then we'll start in all the Yisurim, which will be at Shin. Shin Pei it starts. So we'll do Shin Sadi Ches and we'll go from Shin Pei straight. Okay, regarding the Yisurim. Okay, yeah.